I'm Chris Harwood. This is live from Studio A. Today we have in the studio with us Diet Folk. And let's start off with a song, fellas, and we'll talk in just a minute. Diet Folk here live in Studio A. Deidre Clark on the vocals and the guitar. Tony Peterson on banjo and backing vocals on that song. Which tune was that? What was the name of it?
It's called Worry Dance.
Worry Dance. And this is from your new record, All We Need. That's correct. You just recorded this year? Was it this summer?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. We recorded it ourselves in our apartment, in fact, with a mattress in the corner to deaden the sound of the vocals
right.
and some candles and homegrown projects.
The real way, yes, yeah. That's right. No computer correction on this record.
No,
yes.
Not at all.
Well, that makes it real. That's fine with me. Cloquet, Minnesota is where you made this record. Is that where you guys are from, or is it just where you happen to find yourselves right now?
No.
Well, that's where I'm from. We, or both of us are from. But
yeah, we went to high school.
Oh, yeah.
Same place.
Go Lumberjacks. So did you meet then? Were you in high school, or have you known each other since then? Or is
not
it
really. We sort of met strangely.
in a very unique way. But I only knew Diedrich as the basketball star, and he's a couple of grades below me. And then we hooked up in college afterwards.
There you go.
Through some mutual friends.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to the U of M and then transferred to Duluth. And then
I went to Berkeley and Boston.
There you go. Berkeley School of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Impressive. Not really, though.
Well.
Not really a big deal.
I'm assuming the banjo was not your major instrument in Boston.
No, not at all. Actually, I went into Berkeley as a guitar player.
Okay.
And so that was my primary instrument.
Yeah.
And then nobody needs a guitar player because everybody plays guitar in Boston. And so I picked up banjo.
Seems like. Yeah.
And everybody needed a banjo in Boston.
Well.
So
that's a bumper sticker. Everybody needs a banjo.
Everybody needs a banjo.
What kind of guitar did you study? Was it classical? Was it a little bit of everything?
Bluegrass
guitar. No kidding.
Bluegrass and country.
They teach bluegrass guitar at
Berkeley.
They
actually do. You can study anything from death metal to classical.
I didn't know they were that diverse. That's actually kind of exciting to know. Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And you did you study music here?
No. I study English.
Well, that's actually fine, too.
You know?
And they let people in medical school now because they didn't do pre-med. You know, they like people to have a little diverse... can't let you into the music world now unless you've studied something else.
Exactly. So. English degree.
Tony Peterson and Diedrich Clark, part of... Well, actually, the main two parts of Diet Folk. I know you've got some other people that play with you on the record and sometimes live.
Yeah,
and you guys
just
are
kind of cycling through, not really sure what we want. So just trying people out.
We're waiting to find the brass section.
Yeah.
But,
of course.
That's
everybody needs a hit squad. That's another bumper sticker.
Looking for a rapper.
Yeah.
Some scratches.
Some verses. Oh, great. Well, let's hear another tune.
Okay. So if there are any DJs listening to that would like to come and add some scratch tracks to us, to any live show, please call Diedrich's cell phone.
Well, I was walking through the cold and the snow, following a set of tracks that I did not compose. Said, I wonder where it goes. And the tracks, they led me to the edge of the trees. There I caught a glimpse of it, sat down on my knees. They go where they please. They fell in bundles on me. Now, darling, they go where they wanna go. Now, darling, they go where they go. Now, darling, they go where they wanna go. Now, darling, they go where they go. Teacher when you need her the most. Where's the preacher when he told me that I wouldn't be saved? Well, I guess he never came. And I could hear it as it pulsed through the trees, burns with wisdom that the bells of a church can never bring. Let me hear them ring. They fell in bundles on me. Now, darling, they go where they wanna go. Now, darling, they go.
Dyed Folk live in Studio A. That was the song, the tracks?
Yep.
Wow, that song had a slightly sounded like Simon and Garfunkel to me, the way the voices just kind of meet and then part, you know, a little high and a little low. And you, it's like, you like know, the, Simon and Garfunkel, the unison sounded so together, like it was the same voice, but then they'd split apart and say, oh, wow, it really are two very distinct voices. But when they come together, it worked out pretty well.
Thanks
so,
a lot. We'll take yeah. that any day.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You both have played, obviously, you went to Berkeley now, Tony, because you wanted to study music. And were you playing guitar before you went off to college, or is it something you picked up?
Yeah, I started in my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
I started playing guitar. I just bought this pretty much, just hoped I would play it, and then I did. And that's pretty much...
Say you, that you just booked yourself a show and suddenly yeah. just had to go.
Yeah, but then I just had to do.
Did you grow up with some music in the house, or was it?
Not really at all. Mm-hmm. No, I just started enjoying it. Really, like I just really got into it when I was later. Just because pretty much for girls.
Well,
just
of course. Isn't that why anybody does music? So what's your first musical memory that kind of made you flip the switch for you?
I actually remember hearing somebody. In a choir concert that I went to because my girlfriend was in choir and he was awesome. And I just sort of like kind of fell in love with music then and started joined choir and then started playing and singing all the time.
That's
it's like
great.
The most sentimental story of all time.
Yeah. Tony, what about you?
I don't know. I just felt most comfortable with my guitar. I got into Metallica a lot and I started playing a lot of like Ibanez metal rock guitar, sure. Van Halen stuff. And then I just spent hours and hours practicing and that's what I enjoyed to do. It had a very detrimental in my social life, and now I'm picking back up on that. Now that I don't need to practice quite as much, I just have more shows than I do anything else.
You sold your soul to rock and
roll.
Social
life is getting back, and
well, that's always
correct.
Good.
But I just really enjoyed that whole process of practicing and learning. And
some people forget how monastic the music career can be.
So yeah,
that's
it's so,
good.
It's so busy.
Now, well, now you guys are out in public playing music for other people, so that's always going to lead to good things. We hope.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll turn to the song.
Okay.
Oh,
Bad Folk, live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. Also off the record, I'm not sure which song that was.
That's a new song that's going to be on our next one. It's called Voice Fantastic. Set on Fire.
Voice Set on Fire. All right. So you got another one in the works already.
Yes.
That's great news. Good. Yep. And how long has this one's been out? For a few months now, or has it been out?
I just checked it on TuneCore, and it said it's been like 137 days. So to be precise, pretty darn close to that.
Well, okay. We'll get it down to the minutes and seconds in a moment. I'll go look online and get the exact time for you. That's great. What is that? That's 4 months. That's great. Yeah, yeah. Good. And it's going well. You guys are playing here in town tonight, but you've been playing around a bit, I assume. You've been traveling here and there, been down to the cities. Have you been out to the western part of the state?
Minneapolis quite a bit.
Yep.
Yeah, there's going to be some Fine Line shows coming up, Fine Line Music Cafe and Kitty Cat Club and places like that. We play Minneapolis as often as we can.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, the Fine Line is a great, great venue.
Absolutely.
I've been around for... well, over 20 years now, as far as I remember. Yeah. So
it's a lot of fun to play there.
Yeah.
Dietrich's been on a couple of tours to, geez, he went all over the place, right?
Colorado and Chicago and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alone. Oh, well, with my friend.
All right.
Different friend on drums, yeah.
Yep.
So is it just going to be the two of you tonight? I know you've got some other people playing the record.
Yeah, it'll just be us two tonight.
Okay. And do you guys, you got the guitar and banjo right now, do you guys switch around a bit, or is it?
The only other thing that'll be different is it's going to be a lot more high energy, try to get people to dance and clap and scream and stuff, and then I have a kick drum to get some more pulse.
Wow.
Yeah, some harmonica. Yeah. Yeah.
And harmonica stuff,
cool.
too.
All right. That sounds great.
Shirtless sometimes, so.
When we have to.
Yeah, when you have to do it. Music fails. You have to do it.
When the lights are bright, you work up a sweat.
Yep.
It gets pretty hot up there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's have one more song.
Okay. Can you do covers?
Sure.
And do all we need, or
do you want to do that, Bob?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay.
Well, this will be fun. I've never played this with Diedrich, but I'm confident
it's
that
Bob Dylan cover. Hopefully, I remember all the words.
Sounds good.
Used to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, don't matter anyhow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I've been traveling on, so don't think twice, it's alright. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, on the dark side of the road. So I wish there was something you could do or say to try to make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's alright. Well, it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, I can't hear it anymore. I've been thinking and wondering on walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. So don't think twice, it's alright. Tell, and goodbye is too good a word, so I'll just say fairly well. Now I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted all my precious time, so don't think twice, it's alright.
Dead Folk live in Studio A covering Bob Dylan's Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. Nice job, guys. That's a great cover. It's really good. Straight from Cloquet, we've got Tony Peterson here on banjo. And Diedrich, you're wearing a Santa hat. I should let the people know out there in Radio Land, this is what it sounds like when somebody's wearing a Santa hat.
I actually found this on the floor, so I don't know.
Perfect. Oh, it's here in the room.
That's my hat.
Oh, it's yours?
Yeah.
Never mind, it's Tony's.
Fantastic.
I thought it was on the floor.
Dyed Folk, live from Studio A today. Thanks a lot, guys, for coming
Thank
in.
You.
Hope to have you back soon when the next record comes out. Be sure to send us a copy.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean and me, Chris Harwood, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North, WDSE, WRPT.